What?
Ah. I need sunglasses for this. This is... Ah, shit. There we go. That's not helping. I need to buy some new sunglasses. That's where I'm at. Oh, gotta get to the gas station, buy some gas. Probably get a drink. Probably get two drinks. Maybe. Double up. I guess I need to get gas, too. I can only go... Well, by the look of this gauge on the car, 69 miles. That's enough to get me there, not enough to get back. So I guess I'll just get gas. Or I could get gas on my way home, but then I might have a reason to stop and buy more drinks. I'm just gonna get gas here. Spec sheet going around for that thing that says capacitive touch on it. I saw some people saying that that was in there, but I guess it's not clear at all. You would figure that it would not have something like that if they're trying to have full functionality in both formats, right? It's a very back to basics approach in a weird way. Like, I guess it is and it isn't, right? I mean, it does both things, which, you know, by this point should not be a surprise to anyone. Talking about this for like the past year now. But in terms of just like, yo, how you gonna play video games on this thing? You look at it and go like, oh, you play video games the way you play video games. Could have touch and be second screen on TV. That's, so, my understanding is that for it to be a portable, all the guts of that thing have to be in the unit itself. So at that point, you're like, you're not using the dock, but you're using a bunch of cables to connect it to a TV, which doesn't seem like something they would do. I guess maybe it could wirelessly talk to the dock, but they would, that doesn't seem likely to me. You think the center connector on the Joy Pad grip is a touchpad? Well, keep in mind that it also supports a Pro controller. And that the... It seems like the likely scenario would be you dock that thing and then pick up the Pro controller and play that way. So, I guess, you know... I don't think a touchpad is a good substitute for a touchscreen. Oh, sorry, Joy-Con grip. You're right, I'm fucking that up already. I'm pumping some gas. Alright. I think that thing looks good, even if the games do kind of represent a back-to-basics approach of, hey,
play these games on a D-pad and or on analog sticks and so on and so forth. I think actually that's probably, I think Nintendo kind of probably needs to rein it in a little bit and just say like, all right, let's just focus on the people that are likely to care about this sort of thing. They might not want
super gimmicky, weird stuff in their games right now. This might not be the right time for that. So instead they, you know, they put all that into the nature of the console itself, right? Or you can take it with you. It's both. It's a hybrid. And focus it there. It doesn't necessarily impact the games unless they, well, you know, I mean, it could, right? But it would impact the games the same way like that having a portable would. It would impact the games that you could do some location-based stuff or some Street Pass style stuff. Build some things around the idea of having more than one of them in the same place. As opposed to, hey, the controls are crazy, or hey, there are multiple screens, or hey, oh, here's this and that. So, but yeah, you know, like I've been saying for a while, I just think it's the smartest move because it centers all of their game development on one device instead of two. You know, you think about the number of people that ran into situations where they bought one and not the other, and they're like, man, I'd really like to play that game, but it's for the other Nintendo thing. And sometimes those decisions just, I don't know, they felt arbitrary to which games went to which platforms, and especially like Virtual Console stuff, right? I mean, it was just like, that shit was a mess. This gives them an opportunity to rally around one thing. Which I think they need. I you know, the Wii U, no one fucking cared. The Wii U did not catch on. For as much as it has one of my favorite games of probably the last 5 years on it, you know, the 3DS was a different story. I think, you know, the portable story plays better worldwide, obviously. You know, that's the reason why Monster Hunter games keep not coming out on consoles, right? It's because in the place of Monster Hunter, people don't want to play it on console. So this lets them build one version of that game and please everyone, theoretically. Or they'll fuck it up in such a way that they please no one. I mean, that's always a possibility, right? But yeah, you know, it's smart for that reason. Here's the device you get to play Nintendo games. Period. End of fucking story. Simple. All of Nintendo's games, with the exception of whatever comes out on phones, probably don't count anyway. You know, comes out on this device. That's meaningful and that's powerful. That's, you know, that's what you want. You want a place to play Nintendo games. Like, there's still people that are just like, man, what about the third-party support? Like, fucking, who fucking cares? Like, if you care about third-party support, you're not, like, this is not the company for you. This is not the console you're looking for. It hasn't been about that for them. It's up there, and yeah, I'm sure they'll make some games for it, and then whether they sell or not, you know, maybe, if they sell well, maybe they'll make some more. If not, it'll be just like everything else. Those go away. And like, all right, we were there for launch. Enjoy Armored Edition Batman Mass Effect. Here's our version of Mass Effect, I guess. We sent our dev kits back. See ya. Like, I don't expect Nintendo to get any better at that stuff. Because I think the people that want those games already bought consoles to play those games on. So instead, you know, if you just look at it as like, hey, well, here's the tax I'm going to pay to play Nintendo games. All right, sure. And now you only have to pay it once instead of twice. Congratulations, everyone wins. And then, yeah, at some point, the rest of it becomes software and services. Like, you know, will they actually make this Nintendo Network stuff or their new account stuff good? Or will it be a Nintendo-like solution? I think the name's all right. The name is at least evocative of its capabilities, which, you know, it seems it's sensible. I still think NX actually sounds cooler, but whatever. Yeah, I just drifted to my lane. That's cool. Fuck it. There were more games in that thing than I thought there would be, too. I figured that they would just show... Like, I figured it would be way more focused on... Well, I guess it was very focused on the movement, right? I mean, taking it places, docking it, undocking it, all that other stuff. I just didn't think that they would show as many different games in that sequence. I figured it would be more like, okay, here's Zelda, because we've already announced that. Also, you know, I think if this thing, well, yeah, I guess we don't know one way or the other, but if this thing was going to have a touchscreen in it, then Zelda on Wii U would have touchscreen controls. But that demo at E3, did not, so... I guess what I'm saying is, when it comes to Nintendo Switch, I am about it.
Truth and dare, I double dare your life to end it, baby, for the end is there. See, I can hear you crying.
At this point, I mean, yeah, if you think about the way the Wii U went for them in terms of it just being a complicated thing to announce and explain because of the way they named it, because of, you know, all the confusion around whether it was an add-on for the Wii and all that other stuff. Like, I wonder if that informed part of this. Just like, let's just make something that's actually really fucking easy to explain. Like, ah, it's a tablet, and you can dock it and play it on TV if you want. It'll do both. All right. Thank you. Good night. When I first heard about it, someone described it as NVIDIA Shield-like.
The next date with Robin.
Me.
I'll take it.
Well, I hope you're feeling lucky because we're gonna play a little game called Luck of the Draw.
Oh.
On this tray, you'll see that there are 9 cards, and obviously 9 of you. Here's how the game is gonna work. I will call you up one at a time.
I wonder if all of their account linking stuff ever gives them a definitive look at all of your digital purchases. Like, if they were to finally do the right thing with Virtual Console stuff and have that all that stuff carry forward. Seems like they've fucked that end of things up enough times now that maybe they could finally get it right here.
If you miss Project Cat on your Candy Mornings,
John Sally, or our trainer J.R. Allen, or the many other wonderful guests that often come and sit down with us on the show. We have a good time with everyone. Mostly everyone. You can always get it on demand, and you can watch these exclusive videos right now. Just log on to RenataRomaine.com. Coming up in 20 minutes is Nina with the drive-by. Later on, we have Tour Rank in your home and counting down the biggest joints in the country. It's the hit list. And later tonight, we have the feature presentation, Sus One, at 10 p.m. to midnight.
This is it's pretty substantial fucking traffic this morning, too. This is worse than it normally is. Good. I, too, am going to ball until I fall. We have that in common. Oh. Almost all of my PC parts have shown up. I got everything yesterday except for... Oh, what is it? It's the CPU, the RAM, and the SSD. I got the case, I got the motherboard, I got the cooler, I got the motherboard... power supply. I bought some Arctic Silver, but it sounds like the cooler actually comes with some thermal paste on it already, so... So it might just be good. Shit, do I need case fans? I assume the case doesn't come with fans. Cases usually come with fans? Alright, well... If not, I just bought the case. I bought a case that is identical to the case I'm currently using. So I'll just steal the fans out of that one temporarily if I need to, I guess. I think this is the first time I'm building a computer and still have, like, direct plans for how I will use the existing one. So normally I do gut parts of the existing machine, but I will have to crack open my current computer and yank the 1080 out of it and put the 980 back in and put the 1080 into the new machine, but yeah, that's about it. Why am I listening to this bullshit? It's enough Paul Simon for now. Studio for now.
Slap bracelets. Not so smartphone. Sirius XM, that is a nine. Commercial free.
All you suckers. Put something in the air.
Top dog, fight them all. Yeah, I'm burning it up. DPGC, you should be turning it up. CBT, LBC, yeah, we hooking back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Cause homies, thug homies, yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy, we living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for show. Slip my girl a 44 when she crept in the back door. Chickens looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this mother. Just a swing in my hand, trick, quit talking, creep, won't keep you down with the set. Take a bullet with some grip and take this smoke on the jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if you happen to get cracked, treat, shut your track. Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the S, you'll be relieving your stress.
Dr. Dre, little Buster.
First way. And I got like ringing in my ears, and suddenly I couldn't hear a thing.
Sirius XM.
Say offer my dad food for from your plate. And I always found that so strange. Right. And I always found it so strange to, like, offer my food, like, to...
He has a plate of the same shit, doesn't he?
Yeah. Like,
what the
fuck? What the fuck is that about? And yeah. I used to always... And I would just... Hey, would you like some of that? And
why would you... Oh, he actually did it. What did what did Dad think? Did he take it?
Bye-bye to the L.A. Kiss Arena football team owned by Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley. Attendance has apparently been very low, so 3 years as football owners is going by the wayside. Hey, you can't be successful at everything in life. It's Classic Rewind with Nancy Alden from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland.
Hey, you can't get people to go watch fucking real football in L.A.
With all the confusing issues about water rights. There's just so many pieces.
Why the fuck are you gonna go watch arena football in LA?
Decipher, having a good realtor will prevent some of the confusion in an already emotional and very tolling process. That would be my first piece of advice, but I think my major advice would be to laugh at yourself and take mistakes as experience building, learning processes. There's just so much to learn, and it's impossible to be perfect. And we should celebrate our mistakes, because now you can go to somebody and tell them, hey, guess what's not going to work?
See Farm Her Fridays at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on RFD TV, Rural America's most important network.
Rural Radio, Channel 147. And we're back with you on the Market Day Report on a Thursday. I'm Marlon Bowling. Thanks so much for joining us and allowing us to be a part of your day here on RFD-TV and Rural Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Channel 147 on Sirius XM. Now for a look at our livestock summary as we got things set up for today's futures trade. Well, yesterday in the cash cattle market...
You got to figure the Nintendo Switch announcement is really having an impact on the cattle trade.
Seem to be too exciting.
See if they talk about it.
It wasn't as bad as some folks had feared it might be. We
yeah,
had
true.
The live basis cattle, 99 at 99.50 yesterday, and that was basically in that Fed cattle exchange. We'll be getting more details about that coming up in a little over an hour from right now when we talk with a representative from that exchange. Dress basis sales yesterday on a light trade were coming in at $154 per hundredweight at that time. Cash hog market nationally was down anywhere from 35 to 75 cents yesterday on a live basis. Carcass basis hogs were down 10 to 40 cents yesterday.
Carcass basis hogs.
Considering all regions together. Now, if you look at, we had an update on our egg market this morning as well. Wanted to catch you up on that. The egg sets have really been running ahead of what they were a year ago, still up about
3%. Tachyon eggs,
so
huge.
They're pretty aggressive at putting the eggs in the nation's incubators here lately. The extra large eggs in the New York market were up a couple of pennies yesterday at 56 to 60 cents a dozen. And on the large class, they were up a couple of cents at 54 to 58 cents.
Okay.
The dairy market has been up a couple of pennies too this morning. November futures now at 15.63 per hundredweight this morning. The sheep market, as we mentioned earlier, nationally has been running steady to a little firmer over the past week. About 122 to 160 was the update from USDA as of last weekend. I wanted to run through the regional cash hog trade for you, looking at the Iowa-Minnesota market today. According to USDA this morning, they said on the carcass basis, the market was down 12 with a weighted average price of $46.24. And if you look at the prices on a live basis, according to USDA, that market was down 35 cents yesterday.
What?
All the benefits is from Wisconsin. Again, it's a throwback Thursday. Look.
See, he's back. Want to feel your best? Get better with Sutter Health.
Things out of guilt, or maybe until now, it's just been too much of a headache to sell things online, but this is easy. Let Go, that's L-E-T-G-O. It's a free, new, easy-to-use app. It lets you buy and sell things locally. It's time to snap, post, chat, and sell. It's time to let go.
PG&E takes your online secure...
Check it out. I'll sell your house like John McEnroe. If your girl step I'm stuck from smacking the hump. Word to your moms, I came to drop bombs. I got more rhymes than the bottles got songs. And just like the prodigal son, I've returned. Anyone stepping on me, you'll get burnt.
Hey Siri, how many psalms are in the Bible?
Let me check that. Okay, I found something on the web for how many songs are in the Bible. Take a look.
Well, let me just fucking look at my phone. How many songs are in the Bible? No. Songs. I just want to know exactly, like, what we're talking about with Everlast Rhymes here. How many psalms are in the Bible? That's also...
Okay, give me a moment. Okay, I found something on the web for how many Homer in the Bible. Take a look.
There are 150, apparently. Just like, almost, like, just shy of the number of Pokemon that matter, anyway. So, yeah, I mean, like, we're saying that Everlast has at least 151 rhymes. I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at. That's just a decent number of rhymes, right?
Classic hip-hop, 24-7.
You damn skippy, homie.
Backspin.
Just kicking yourself in the calm, that be bumping.
Yeah, you need to beat the nigga for it.
So I guess at some point you need to define what he means by rhymes. You know, if we're just talking about like sometimes, you know, you talk about writing rhymes, you talk about writing verses, which is, you know, like, at its most basic, if you're writing 16 bars, that's 8 rhymes, right? Unless you have a more intricate flow, in which case, you know, like, who knows how many fucking rhymes you got in those 16 bars. But, you know, when you actually, if you start separating that, say, like, well, you know, okay, let's assume a song is 3 verses, 16 bars a verse. That's, what is that? That's like 6 songs worth of rhymes at that point, right? That's, it's 48 bars. That's 24 rhymes per song. So, you know, six songs and some change. If we assume that Everlast has the minimum number of rhymes both in each bar in bars as well as just, you know, the minimum amount more than the Psalms in the Bible. I mean, the first House of Pain album alone has more rhymes I mean, Everlast's solo album that came out before House of Pain was a group, Forever Everlasting. That album, which is not good, would have more rhymes than the Bible's Got Psalms. He would have gone into the recording of that album already knowing he was above and beyond that number of rhymes. So in that context, it's really not that impressive. I think by any metric, it's not really that big of a deal. Siri, play the album Forever Everlasting by Everlast. It's not a great record.
Once again, I'm inclined to rhyme one time, so won't you lend me your ear, cause it's clear that this here has no pain. If this song with the blues, you'd be shedding a tear like a baby. Maybe I should have held back. Some of you look shocked, I guess you couldn't tell that I was here to drop knowledge. College is irrelevant, my next move to prove I'm smooth but still intelligent, expressing lessons with sheer precision. First hear me out and make a decision on whether Everlast knows what time it is. Does this song belong in the rhyming biz? Yes, I think so, cause I'm a pioneer, blazing the trail across a new frontier. I'll go the length of growing strength as I get older, cause I'm a syndicate soldier. I'm through, I'm sure that you will find a new respect for the rhymes I inject through your eardrum. Don't play them, just let me get you the point of my address and let you feel you can't cope. This song is on the table to make you dance, so get up. And if you don't leave the premises, I'm new to the crew, so you can call me a genesis. Born to perform and please a large crowd of people at night. Until my right is Ella, a scandalous brother, known for being treacherous. A sucker made a move, a masterpiece of pleasure, was forced to put his head out. He got too close to me, two by my side, and that's how it's supposed to be. These are my brothers, and they've been around me since back in the day when the syndicate found me. They are the people deserving of credit. As my name gained fame, and sure I wouldn't let it go to my head. Instead, I keep my feet down. Unlike something from the past, I beat down. The fatal mistake was to break on my confidence. Overall, the goal was due to overconfidence. As we go, the egos all start acting up. With statements of greatness, the rhymes are backing up. Talking louder as they get bolder, but there's no defense against a syndicate soldier.
Yeah, I guess he was down with the Rhyme Syndicate, Ice-T's crew at the time.
Fame from my name Everlast. How long can this hype about a devil last? It started as fun, but everyone took it serious. Now it seems I'm seen as delirious. That's okay, I'll stay underrated. And good things will come to all that have waited. For the brother of a lighter skin to begin. Dropping knowledge will wait, cause you rake paper thin. Science one thing, knowledge is another. What do I mean when I say that I'm a brother? Being a brother is a state of mind for all those who choose to remain unblind. I grow in wisdom as I get older. That's right, I'm white and I'm a syndicate soldier.
Oh. Maybe this song, maybe track one on this album might have more rhymes in it than the Bible has Psalms. But if I go back and count, which I'm certainly not going to do, now or ever.
Yo, 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 yo. I'm in the studio with my mother to have Asiatic. You know, the fraction of black shit and a smite of white. It's my brother cool it. We about to drop some science on this track about God and whatnot. You know, the world, so watch me get you. Step up, bow your head and be grateful. I'm hungry for knowledge, I'm serving a plateful. A 12-course meal on a black plate of white. So, see the beat, then sit back and relax. And try and digest the data.
That doesn't seem very good.
Wait a minute. Don't new styles of rhyme that bring the signs. Now with the rhyme, sing the key of lines. You're on the tip, but in the crack of the whip. You know what I'm saying about ships and slips. The lip, you'll be sunk. Well, I'll be getting drunk. With the bottle of rosé, like keeping my trunk pump. Don't try to get none. Know where I'm coming from? I don't care if you do got a gun.
Step off
before I go
off,
and don't.
This is rhyming over the fucking Streets of Rage 2 soundtrack now. This is not so good. What is this?
What is this?
Yeah. You got me, man. I think the members of House of Pain, like most of their non-House of Pain projects, have been not my cup of tea. Danny Boy's Hey Siri, play songs by ex-supermodels. Did you get any of that? Are you going to be able to do that? Like, this post-House of Pain thing that is like, it's like Danny Boy and some other dude. This was all right at the time. I don't know. Probably didn't age real well. Didn't exactly reach any kind of prominence, but... I guess DJ Lethal would go on to have a decent post House of Pain grip. Whatever, Everlast solo stuff afterwards was popular. This just sounds very much of its time. Actually, at the time, it was slightly ahead of its time. But now you just listen to it go like, oh yeah, that's right. Now people were making rapid tracks like this. People were doing this. Is, yeah, very aggressive. Very aggressive. Get off,
The city never sleeps, the meat eater. The beat tweaker, the biggest bitch get. 41 leagues deeper, we're twisted. We make it seem so real. Stop the 5 o'clock, rim bot with Heckler and Cox.
Well, listening to it now kind of reminds me of like Styles of Beyond a little bit.
Hit it to the carpet with sharpened pieces of man ring.
A little bit. But I think this was just like a 4-song EP. There was not a lot of material out of this. Sinister computer noises. I don't know if they ever did anything else. I don't think they did. But well, then what? Didn't they all get back together with a bunch of other dudes for La Cosa Nostra? Which I feel like I wanted to like La Cosa Nostra, but didn't. Hey Siri, play songs by La Cosa Nostra. Like, on one hand, being, like, satisfied, like, with the idea of, like, okay, Everlast is gonna, like, do some proper rapping. Put the fucking acoustic guitar down. But
it's just one man, one mission, and one mind. With one button, one push, only one time. With one chance, one target, and one shot. With 1 second to pray, that's all that bun got. I'm slightly off-kilter, somewhat tuned out. And loony toony, I'm looped up and loomed out. So not being of a sound state of mind, I'm an example of Western civilization's decline. I'm a loner, a rebel, samurai solo. Balls to the wall and bolo out for dolo. Bad case of tunnel vision.
Try to find something a little more indicative. And then these dudes, like, I think a lot of these guys ended up showing up on that show, that VH1 show. that Search hosted, fucking the White Rap, the Ego Trip White Rapper Show, like fucking like John Brown, whoever those other guys were. Which I watched like half an episode of, and I'm like, man, I don't want to see any of this. Telling soldiers stories. When I buck off the gun, watch them all duck and run. PE number one, my Desert Eagle is a ton. I got fly bitches twice as hot as Ice the Fox. That'll get you sliced and popped for that icy watch. Y'all fucking idiots can learn a lot about business. Y'all buying business, I'm putting down payments on buildings. The king of the kidnappers and big ransoms. It's Ill Bill, homie, that break atoms and spit anthems. We bastards grab automatics and throw tantrums. Show you how the fuck we pop off the bag and he was out. He bought Takamos for the clown of a damn cocaine in the jar. Shot him in the head, took the game over, and I'm gone. We all gon' die, telling soldier stories. When I buck off the gun, watch them all duck and run. We eat number one, my Desert Eagle is a gun. We all gon' die. I do think that naming your mixtape The Audacity of Coke is pretty funny.
Trigger finger, got the ear. You got the bang bang. You wanna fuck with my game? We'll be bringing you the pain, and they never gonna change. They say the plan's like a sword. Right before my son Osadi was born. Knocking your door, pop the entire mind on the floor. Murder the usual clients just to gain the acceptance of a circle of super tyrants in a race for weapons. Most popular, of course, the AK-47. Poured a dirty bomb for 900K. In North Heaven, we just shifty face. Personification of militants. Facilitate pistol spray, credible distance. Behind the scenes of intrigue. In the cold technology, orchestrated chaos, catapult, anxiety. Seeds are planted to see everything like a fire truck and such. Still smoking like some order video in compound.
Yes, you know. It's like they all got together and said, like, hey, we're all, like, relatively accomplished rappers. Some of us have had a little more mainstream fame than others. But we need a thing to rally around. We need, like, a thing. We need to seem, like, kind of like a gang or something. Like, all right, well, what if we all just rap about coke? Like, all right, I mean, you know, like, we really just had, like, a, you know, pretty decent run, being fairly popular, rapping about not coke. It's kind of a hard swing, but sure, let me put this acoustic guitar back in the case, and yeah, we'll rhyme about coke, sure. Get me some black shirts with skulls on them. Let's fucking do this. Nobody dropping shit like that. Nelly was right. So I wonder when they'll come out and start talking more frankly about what those games are for the Switch. Sure. I wonder if they get into the Switch branding at all in the game names, if it just becomes Super Mario Switch. And they've got some fucking light world, dark world, hit the switch to flip the world upside down type shit in there. I wonder if they launch in March with NBA 2K17. Like, you would assume so, but then that also sets 2K... Like, if 2K wanted to continue that series on that platform, that then means they're shipping the next one, like, 6 or 7 months later. Not that has ever stopped a publisher from taking advantage of a launch situation and then trying to sell you the same shit or the follow-up less than a year later, but that never seems like a fantastic idea. I guess, like, you know, my concerns for that thing is, I just don't, like, looking at the controllers, none of them look especially comfortable. Like, the split D-pad button thing doesn't seem like the sort of thing you'd want to use to play fighting games. Their pro controller looks like a weird third-party Bluetooth controller for Android tablets. Like, in the few shots they showed it in, it's like, that doesn't look like an awesome controller. You know, maybe it'll feel fine, like, right? I guess I didn't really like the Wii U pro controller very much either. Or the Wii Pro Controller, for that matter. Also, what is that device? Like, when you think about it... Yeah, now what about that dope stuff? to kind of like shoot a few more holes in its third party potential. You know, there are a lot of big games now out there that are very online focused, right? You know, very into the idea of always being connected to the internet. The Division, Destiny, that sort of stuff. So, you know, the idea of a system that, like, by its very design, is not really set up to always be connected to the internet. You know, probably doesn't bode well for those sorts of games on that platform. I don't think that's a huge deal. I think it was like, oh man, finally I can play Destiny on a Nintendo platform. Like, no, that's not. That's not end of the world type shit, right? But at the same time, like, just in terms of like, hey, here's some games we could port around. Or, hey, here are games as a service that are making us a lot of money. You know, you oftentimes get that always online thing alongside that. So, you know, a device like this just doesn't fit with those types of games. Yeah, I think, you know, it's one of those things that kind of cements it, really, in a very Nintendo-like way. That is not your sole gaming device if you really like video games. I don't think that's a surprise. I don't think that's necessarily, like, a huge negative. But, you know, it's just, it's its own thing. It's tempting to want to, like, try to compare it to the console platforms. And certainly some games will travel between them in port form. But at the end of the day, it's just not really. There's just not enough to it on its own. From a power perspective and all that sort of stuff, likely functionality, you know, all that sort of stuff. Like it's just not really in the same lane. And that's good. You know, Nintendo chasing after what Microsoft and Sony are doing, I don't think that they could play that game. I don't think that they would do well at it. I don't think that it suits their games, the types of games that they usually make. I don't think necessarily require them to play the power game. Never has. You know, so a device that's Wii U-esque in power range, or that there's something that is kind of very decidedly under current consoles, though not necessarily in ways that'll matter. I think it'll work as a handheld in the markets that prefer handhelds, and it'll work well enough docked to a TV for markets that don't give a fuck about handhelds. That said, it'd be nice if I could buy a version that was just static and forced connection to a TV. Like, I don't need to take this thing with me. I don't care about any of that stuff. Sell me one for $100 cheaper. Don't put a fucking screen on it, you know? And then you just get into, like, well, what's the battery life on it and all that stuff. Let's get into what really matters, though. Right here, right now. Yeah. There we go. Really hope the display doesn't have to be in the toaster for a display on the TV, because that would suck. I bet that that's exactly what it is. I bet that that thing absolutely has to be docked to use. Because then they'd create a bunch of weird usage scenarios about, like, around dual screen stuff, and that seems like it would be poorly supported, because you would have a lot of developers that would go, like, well, am I going to go out of my way to support this weird fucking case? Of, like, someone hooking cables to it and sitting in front of their TV holding the full device. Or, you know, can it transmit the screen up to the TV while you're still using it? Like, maybe. Maybe it could do that, right? But who does that? If it's the same image, who cares? Like, getting developers to have to build their games in ways that support two screens and one screen sounds like a great way to get a bunch of very terrible dual screen implementations. Like, poorly thought, hastily implemented, because who cares? Most people aren't going to use it that way. I think it's the right device for the time. I think it's the right device for where Nintendo's at and where the world is at with handheld games, consoles, all that stuff. Like, that's the right move for Nintendo to make. I don't think it's a move that puts them on top of the world and, you know, makes something that is, like, doing Wii-like numbers, but I think it's a smart way for them to continue making their own hardware. They will make it easier to enjoy Nintendo's games. Fewer hardware platforms to buy. So in some ways, I guess I can see why some people would be a little disappointed, you know, like just with it not necessarily being innovative on the gameplay side, the way that some of their hardware has been as of late, over the last decade or so. Drive this Prius in a less shitty way instead of weaving around in front of me. Fuck.
Dallas Green. Try to get them up here next week. They'll cook some organic meals and have organic pumpkin pie popcorn. Joel is like, yeah. Yes. He's going to be here. Try to get him up here next week. We got a good show today. Got a good friend, good homie, my boy. He brought people from the Bronx. He's gonna be coming through. Thorny Sunshine, Rebel Terror Squad. He known him for singing the best Boricua song with Big Pun. Call 100%, he will be here. The studio live with me. We got the Hood Entertainment News. Also, you can reach me at Lord Sarah Everything Illinois now, Snapchat.
And yeah, that's, yes, maybe this does set the stage for them to, well, I guess it probably depends on how it goes, but you could see this being Nintendo's last hardware in some ways. You know, when you think about the power range meeting in the middle between tablets, phones, and consoles, like, people are not ready for that right now. People are not ready to play console games on their tablet. They just don't, it's all technically possible. You could Bluetooth a controller to your fucking tablet right now, but no developers support it. So maybe at some point that stuff does meet in the middle. Shit, man, maybe at some point, 5 years down the line, Nintendo just does a deeper deal with Apple and says, hey, this is the Nintendo controller. We're making a bunch of games that support this thing. And I guess other Apple controller developers could too. I guess like at that point, Nintendo doesn't need to be making that. Apple has been spending a lot of time behind the scenes thinking about controllers and not announcing them for a good long time now. So. Yes, the video game industry is crazy right now. That much is definitely true. Has been for a while. It's weird out there. There's money to be made, for sure. Like, business is booming, but in a lot of really weird ways. That's why you got a lot of people placing bets on VR things, and, you know, it's just, there's money all over the place. But yeah, you know, that's my take on the whole thing. It's the right idea for right now. It's the perfect idea for where Nintendo is at, for the types of games they're likely to make, for the type of business they are likely to attract. Like, this is absolutely, I think, the right device. The right idea. I don't think there's any other lane for them that makes sense right now. They couldn't go full mobile. The expectations of mobile games and pricing and stuff like that just doesn't fit with the types of games they make. They're not going to go spend the money to do all the R&D, to architect a full-on console that competes with PS4 and Xbox One. It's just not a route to profitability right now. That's just not the way to go. They're not going to just double down on handheld stuff for handheld's sake, because that stuff doesn't seem to be what people necessarily around the world want, even if it makes sense in Japan these days. Might not make sense in Japan forever. So they got a device that kind of covers all the bases, with a lot of different use cases. And some potentially fun functionality around the, you know, separating the controllers and playing simple games with, you know, two players on these weird split controllers. When a lot of this stuff kind of was getting described to me last year, you know, that was the interesting part of the pitch, was the idea that it would be one device for Nintendo. Simplify their line, get all their studios working in the exact same direction, on the exact same platform. Now I just want to see a teardown of that Nintendo Classic thing and see what's in there. Actually, I feel like, didn't that stuff kind of get out? Like, what was under the hood of that tiny box? Play Mario Maker without a touchscreen? I mean, no, I guess not, you know? That's not really a great way to make levels if you can't touch the screen. So, yeah. But yeah, you know, so this may very well dash my hopes of getting a sequel to that game, but... that's okay. Right up until they turn the servers off for the Wii U version of that game, then it's not okay anymore. Yeah, I just think putting a touchscreen on that thing is really strange because it sets up this situation where the most fully featured and functional way to play is undocked, which would be weird. Have they confirmed the power is in the tablet? Yeah, the power has to be in the tablet because you undock it and walk away. But yes, everything I heard about that thing for a while now was big on the idea of the power being in the tablet. Are you, what is this truck doing? What the fuck are we doing? All right. Do you think you can charge it without ever plugging it in the dock? I bet it's got a standard power port on it somewhere. And it would have to, because if the idea is that you're going to take it with you places, you're going to find yourself in a hotel room without the dock. I mean, maybe they would fuck that up, but I think that would be, like, a profound mistake. That would be the sort of thing that they would encounter early on and go, oh, wait, no, we totally have to make sure that the port on the wherever power goes is something you can just plug into directly. It also looked a little larger than I thought it would be. like when you see people walking around with it in that in there, like, oh, either this lady is incredibly tiny or that thing is bigger than it seems. Still, it's cool that they were able to kind of convey the vast majority of what that thing does without really talking, you know? Like, hey, you know, because even getting it described to me in vague terms by people who had, you know, seen it and stuff over the last year or so, it was just like, okay, I'm pretty sure I know exactly what you're saying, but can it do this? Can it do this? Can it do that? Like, doing it the way they did it, I think, it actually ended up being kind of smart, because they just show it and you go like, oh, okay, all right, yep. Like, there are still some questions around some edge case functionality and stuff like that, but they get the tone across, they get the vibe out there.
They're going to Las Vegas. Apparently, that seems to be the plan. Mark Davis, their owner, seems to be informing fellow owners that he's planning on filing the paperwork in January to move his team from Oakland to Las Vegas.
Hi, we're going to play at the Sands and tomorrow at Bellagio. The Bellagio Raiders. And now they're going to have, like, Rockettes. And just, like, you know, kick them in the Hesco Raiders. And they're going to change their theme. The Raiders. It's R-N-A-N-D-I. That's gonna be fucked up, man. Riz, are you listening? I'm sorry, DJ Riz. He's a big Raiders fan. That's, damn.
What do you think they're gonna do for giveaways? Is that like bobbleheads? Do you think they'll do like chips?
Oh my god. And roulette? Play roulette. They're gonna be playing in sand. Hot ass sand. That's fucked up.
Yeah, well, they've been trying to move. You know, they were hoping to get that LA spot that the Rams got.
The Rams are like, what? Take that. What else in the news?
Derrick Rose is in the news. He's found not liable in that civil rape trial.
Yeah, let Rose go, son.
That's right. And, Jane Doe was suing him for all sorts of accounts for this gang rape, and he's cleared along with his two boys. You know, they're not liable. They're, you know.
He has no fucking cankles. He has no ankles. It's cankles. Why would he do that?
Right. If he had cankles, he couldn't have done it.
Update ESPN. Anthony Davis will return to the court Thursday for Pelicans preseason final. He's been injured since October.
You excited for the NBA season?
Hell yeah! Knicks will cut Cleveland ass next Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah?
Huh?
What's your bold prediction for the season for the Knicks?
What else is new? I don't want to talk about it, man. We ain't going nowhere.
Rapper Bobby Shmurda officially sentenced to 7 years in prison.
Literally, he's gonna do five and come home staying alive. You might gonna have dreads. He's gonna be like, yo, I got Bobby Shmurda. I change his name. I don't know. I mean, that's good, man. He should do like less, man. You know, bring him home in like a year, 2 years. You're ready? How many years already? Like,
been in since December 2014, and now it seems he struck a plea deal with authorities. So basically, he's only guilty for a conspiracy to possess weapons and possession of a weapon, and all the other counts are gone. And he'll be reportedly he's going to set to be released in 2021.
What are we doing here? We're going
with obvious. Yeah. You know, he could be released early.
Yeah, we're good behavior, man. He's going, you know.
Yeah, Rory walking in front of me with
I'm
his bike.
Yo, all right, me myself. I'm Bobby Shredder. I like that. Yeah. Ain't gonna mess the kid. The kid's gonna be like, that's Bobby Shredder.
I like they got this dude posted
Bobby,
to like.
Come on, Bobby.
Try to help people get down this alley the wrong way, but he does fucking nothing. It's real cool. Thanks. Alright, I'm here. Y'all have a good day. And yeah, we'll see you later.